From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
It's time for a Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. Now here's Deidre.
Good evening. Welcome to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Beast. I'm Deidre Veronica, Miss Florida Reporter Lifetime. And tonight I have a special guest. I'm Charlotte Adams. You're currently Miss Broward County Plus America 2022. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing great tonight. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, for sure. So I was definitely looking at what you do, and I think what you do is so inspiring and so awesome. So what made you decide to become a beauty queen and join this competition?
Well, I've always wanted to be a beauty queen ever since I was a little girl. Watching, you know, like Miss America, Miss Universe on TV. And I've always loved watching pageants, and I've always watched with my nieces, nephews. I had them watching with me and my kids and everybody. But, you know, growing up, you know, being plus size and, you know, not being badly overweight, but, you know, plus size, I never looked like those girls on TV, so I never thought I would ever be a beauty queen until I discovered the Plus America pageant system. And then I said, oh, well, I can do that, so I can be a beauty queen. But at the time when I found out about the pageant, when I was introduced to it by my friend Nicole in 2014, when one of the directors, Dr. Raphael, came to our stage play when I was acting, and he saw me and he said, would you want to do a pageant? But I never saw myself as a pageant girl because, you know, I was like overweight a little bit. But he said, that's what it's for. It's a plus-size pageant. But then I said, oh, okay, well, I just couldn't do it because I was kind of unhealthy. I had, like, really bad arthritis in my knees and fractures in my feet, so I couldn't walk. So, like, I couldn't do the pageant at the time. But now that I got healthier and I've lost weight and I did the pageant, and I'm glad I did it because I discovered a lot about myself, and it's been a journey.
Wow, that's incredible. That's so cool how you weren't even thinking about it when someone saw you. And you mentioned that you were acting. So how did you get into acting and performing arts?
Well, I got into acting when I was in high school. And I was really good at it. And then I did it for a while in my adult life. But then I quit because I had children. I had a daughter. And then I had my mom I had to take care of. And, you know, just life just got in the way. But now that I'm able to do it, because my daughter's grown, and I have a grandbaby, and I have some free time on my hands, my mom's pretty stable now, I decided to get back into my acting career and join the pageant system to get myself some exposure and also get my platform out there about body positivity.
That's awesome. I love that. I love body positivity. We all come in different shapes and sizes, but we're all beautiful. So
that's right.
That. So who are some of the most inspiring or inspirational people in your life that you've looked up to?
Well, right now, I look up to my mom because she's an amazing woman. She raised 9 kids by herself, and she's a go-getter. We had everything we wanted. We always had a nice place to live. We always had nice clothes. And I always had food in my stomach, and I was never hungry. And she gave us everything we needed. She bought us cars. She bought us clothes. She did everything that she could do for me and my daughter and all her grandchildren. And I admire her. And she lost 7 of her kids. Only 2 of us are still living. And my mom is still here. And she still has a smile on her face. And I just left her now. She's ill right now with the kidney disease, and I have her in a rehabilitation center, and she's still smiling. And I admire that. After everything that lady's been through, and she's still smiling, and she's still standing. And I admire that. And I just wish I was half the woman that she is.
That's awesome. That definitely inspires you to be stronger and to see what she's doing, and she's still smiling. I think that's so great that you have a mother who is like that and inspires you. And I know you're inspiring people now with your title and what you're doing. And have you had any stories of women coming up to you and talking about how you've made a difference in their life?
Oh, absolutely. I have people on Facebook coming up to me saying how I'm inspiring them all the time. And then I am the reigning Miss Broward County Customer. But like I told Dawn when I was on her show a couple of weeks ago, we were going to have our state pageant, which is the Miss Plus America, the Miss Florida Plus America state pageant. And that was on March the 26th in Hialeah Gardens at the Hotel Holiday Inn Intercontinental. No, I'm sorry, the Holiday Inn West Airport. Let me get it right. On 103rd Street in Miami Gardens. And unfortunately, I did not win. I was third runner-up. But that was a learning experience for me. And I do take ownership in some of the things that I did wrong. I took too long on my final question, and I probably said some things about my body positivity that some people may have found offensive, but I learned from that. I'm going to be the first beauty queen to ever go down in history to say, embrace your saggy boobs and cellulite on stage. I can't believe I actually said that. But I did. I watched. Yes, I know, because my platform is body positivity. But the question was, what is your idea of a modern woman? And I said, I believe I said this. My idea of a modern woman is to be the very best version of yourself that you can possibly be. I should have left it at that, but no, I kept going. And I said, I was talking about how I lost weight, how I lost 178 pounds, and I had a congestive heart failure, but now it's over and it's done. Blase, blase. I said a lot of positive things, which is not so bad. But what I think when I said the people getting BBL butt lifts and they're not embracing their saggy boobs and their cellulite because they don't love themselves, I think I may have offended some people. And, you know, I'm going to be the first beauty queen in history to ever say something like that. And I was just being me, but I got to learn you can't be you at a beauty pageant.
You still got a good place, though. You said third runner-up, so you still placed.
Exactly. But
you know, I'm still up there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're so sweet. I think I probably lost the win because of that, but I did get my message out, and a lot of people came up to me saying I was an inspiration to them, and they were giving me the number, and they want to speak with me because they had about the congestive heart failure disease and how I lost the weight and want me to speak at some of their programs. So it was very inspiring that I got my message out. I'm sorry that I didn't win the title because I felt like I let some of my sponsors and some of my friends and family who helped get me there down. But I did the best that I could. And then a lot of my Facebook friends and Instagram people came up to me, and they were so happy, and they were telling me how much I inspired them. But I didn't even know these people. And they said how much I lost the weight and how healthy I've gotten, and they're inspired. I inspired them, so they just had to come out and support me. And that's wonderful. So I'm getting busy, and I'm getting my message out there, and I'm going to help people. I'm going to go to some community centers and start, like, an exercise program for kids and their parents so they can get healthy and fit and learn about nutrition. Because juvenile diabetes and morbid obesity is killing our kids, and that's a huge problem in our community. And I want to do my part to help eliminate that problem.
Yeah, that's great that you mentioned those things. I was going to ask, my next question was, what are some things you want to do with your title? So you mentioned the exercise program and just awareness of kids dying of obesity. So what are some other things you would want to do with your title?
Oh, yes. I would definitely want to go to some schools and reach out to my local government and some community organizations and, like, start activities for children after school to keep them out of trouble. And also help give out backpacks and food drives and some other initiatives that I would like to start. Because I believe kids are our future, and we need to concentrate on our children and help them and guide them. Because if we don't, we're going to lose them. Because so many kids are killing themselves, especially with the epidemic of the COVID thing, the pandemic. Kids are so depressed. Mm-hmm. They're killing themselves. They have low self-esteem. They're being bullied. And a lot of that has to do with being overweight. But I believe if they lose weight and they have body awareness and they feel good about themselves, that eliminate the bullying. And they'll also be healthy to live a productive life. And they'll also do better in school if they exercise, because exercise stimulates your mind and makes you think better. And if you eat better and you think, if you exercise, you're going to do better. I thoroughly believe that. And so those are some of the things I want to do with my title. And also, okay. I want to also say that I support my private sisters in their journey. Unfortunately, because I placed third, I'm not advancing. They're only taking the winners in each category and the runner-up. So they're going to be going to Houston, Texas for the Miss Plus America pageant in Houston, Texas. It starts July the 2nd.
Oh, that's incredible. That's why they're giving them support. I've always seen in beauty pageants, it looks like all the women support each other. So what are some cool stories behind the scenes or like friendships that you made during the competition?
Oh, well, I am friends. We're like sisters. We argue, we fuss and fight, but we love each other. I love my girls. The reigning Miss Plus America, Jayla Floyd, for the 18 to 29 category. She is the sweetest thing. And she's a youth pastor. Can you believe that? And she just has so many values, and she's so talented. And I just admire her. She's such an extraordinary young lady. And also the first runner-up who holds the title of Miss Sunshine State, Angel Strubbage. She's quiet and sweet. And her platform is suicide awareness. And I think that's very important for the young people to hear her message and hear her story. So I'm very glad that she will be advancing also. And also in my category, which is the Ms. category, the 30 and up, Miss Raquel King, she won. And she's an author and a teacher. And she's a lovely human being. And I'm so happy for her and that she won. I am very happy for her. And I'm happy for my friend and my daughter's good friend, Miss Sierra Raphael. She's the first runner-up, and she will hold this title of Miss Sunshine State for 30 and up. And she has an awesome platform of the Ugly Duckling platform, which is kind of similar to mine, but body positivity is all intertwined with making yourself feel better about yourself, and you can aspire to be whatever you want to be regardless of your circumstances of what you look like. And he comes from a similar background as me in a similar neighborhood. So if I'm not able to advance, I'm glad he is, because I believe her platform deserves to be heard. And I do believe she can inspire young girls and boys to be better. And that's all I want. And if I can't do it at the pageant in Houston, Texas, I'm glad she is. And also, the last category, the Mrs., the married ladies, Miss Ebony Garcial. I know I just butchered her last name. I'm not good with the French stuff. Sorry, Ebony. Love you, though. She's the winner for the Mrs., the married ladies, 18 and up. She won Mrs. Florida Plus America. She was also the Supreme winner. She won $700. She also was the People's Choice winner. The people voted and made her the People's Choice winner. She clobbered all of us. And then she cleaned up at the pageant. She, like, won mostly all the awards. But she deserves it. She's a wonderful girl. And I'm glad she's going to be the Team South Florida leader. She's a wonderful leader. She's been our leader throughout the whole competition when we started back in January. She basically has been the leader anyway. So now it's just official. And then her first runner-up, Miss Clarissa. Miss Clarissa, she's very sweet. And she's holding the title of Mrs. Sunshine State. I hope I got it right. Yes, Mrs. Sunshine State.
Nice.
And she's a fit and fab instructor. She's a fit and fab instructor. We all love each other. We spend time with each other. And we do interviews together. We do the athlete steward promotion together, in which I came out in this leather outfit. I mean, I came out in a leather outfit. In a leather biker shorts and a bustier. Maybe it wasn't appropriate, but the lady at Ashley Stewart asked me to put it on because none of the other girls wanted to wear it. And my platform is body positivity, being positive about your body. And I wear a bathing suit, so I said, sure, why not? So I modeled it, and I thought it looked good. And all the other girls, you know, wore, like, regular, you know, cute clothes, fun fashion. But you know me, I had to be the rebel.
That's awesome. I love that you know the girls so well. You know what they do. You know their title. That's just so great. That shows that you really paid attention, that you guys had great relationships. So that's really awesome.
And yes, so, we had a great time at the pageant.
That's so cool. So how did you feel when you won Miss Broward County Plus America?
Oh, wow. Well. When I got the title of Miss Broward County Plus America, I was so happy. It was like fulfilling a lifelong dream of being a beauty queen. And when Miss Delpha Samuels, our pageant director, put that crown on my head and gave me my sash and my title, I was so happy and elated. And it was just everything. And I've been trying to live up to the example since I've been crowned in March. No, I'm sorry, in February.
You know, it's awesome when you have a dream and then you see it come true. It almost doesn't feel real. So I think that's really great. And we all have big dreams. And having them be real is just an incredible accomplishment. And I feel like you have so much confidence, which is so important. So where do you think, where would you say your confidence comes from?
Well, I had to build up my confidence because I did once have low self-esteem, if you can believe it. I had to really work on myself and work on my self-esteem. And I did suffer a little bit from depression, but I am over that now. And I had got some therapy. Well, therapy is very important. If you need it, go get it. It helps you. And I know sometimes there's a stigma. Some people don't want to get therapy because they're embarrassed to admit that they need help. But if you need help, you go out there and get it because you don't need to be suffering needlessly. So I had to work on myself and build up my confidence and, like, do some self-esteem workshops and do some classes and exercise and lose weight. And even though I love being plus size, I was unhealthy. And then once I got healthy and I'm down to a healthy weight, it made me feel better about myself. Because I look better in my clothes and it built up my confidence. And then when you feel better and you look better and you take care of your body and you take care of your hair, take care of your makeup, you buy nicer clothes and you just feel good. You know, and a good hairdo and nice clothes will do anything for a woman's self-confidence.
That's so true. That the saying, when you look good, you feel good, is definitely true.
Exactly. And I'm a perfect example of self-care. Go ahead.
Yes, self-care is super important. And I think we all have a lot
Hello?
To do with it. Hi, can you
I'm
hear
here.
Me?
I'm
yeah,
here.
Self-care is super important, and we all have a lot that we're doing. So I think it's really important to take time for ourselves. And I also have a title, and when you wear your title, people definitely stare at you, and they're curious about how you got your title and what you do. So when you wear your title and you go out, like, what do you want people to see when they see you wearing your title?
Okay, when I go out and I wear my title, I want them to see a lovely, confident woman who cares about herself and her community. And I always make time to talk to the children and young girls because I believe our young ladies need help and guidance. And I want to be a role model for that. And because change has to come, especially with the plus size movement. I believe I can contribute to the plus size movement of being confident and happy about yourself. But my movement and my platform is body positivity, but be confident. Love yourself, be beautiful, accept yourself the way you are, as long as you are healthy. Make sure you take the time to exercise and proper diet, not necessarily to lose weight, but to eat to be healthy and maintain your current weight if that's what you want to do. But if you're healthy, it's the most important thing, because I don't want to see anyone else have diabetes, high blood pressure, and die of a stroke unneedlessly. So I want people to see me as the beacon of health and being a beautiful, confident, plus-size woman who's going after her dreams and who's not giving up and who's being determined. Yes, I did not win Miss Florida Plus America, but me not winning Miss Florida Plus America is not going to stop me from continuing on my work, and I'm working on my platform as Miss Broward County Plus America, because I still have that title until March next year. So I will be working on my platform, doing speaking engagement, doing fitness classes, and just talking to people and doing whatever I can do to help my plus size people and all people, not just plus size, everybody, different state sizes. We're all in this together, and I'll do my part to help everyone, not just plus size, but everyone. And I will make plus size people unique and let them know that we have work and that we are beautiful. We all come in different shapes and sizes, and our beauty and our intelligence deserve to be celebrated, and that we are worthy and we are enough. And I want my people to know that. I want everybody to know that. Everyone is worthy of something, and everyone is special in their own unique way.
That's perfect. That is just the perfect message for anyone. Oh,
thank you.
Any safest size. We all need to just be thankful for the way God made us and then go find our talents and gifts and give that back to the world. So I love that.
Exactly.
What you're doing is just so awesome. And so, just one last thing before we go, if you could just give us your social media so we can follow you and then follow up on any events that you have going on.
Yes, I do have a page on Facebook, Miss Plus America. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Miss Broward County Plus America, Charlotte Adams. I have my plus size page where I post all of my events and my appearances and everything. So I'm going to be going in there and updating my page tonight, because I have to update. I haven't done it because I was so tired since the pageant. I just recuperated since the pageant. The pageant was the 26th. So it was only 4 days ago. So I needed some days to recuperate. And also,
okay, we'll be sure to go there. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Looks like we're out of time.